Young man from the Bristol Bay community of Igigik has been given a 20-month jail sentence after he pleaded guilty to possession with intent to distribute more than 3 pounds of methamphetamines. 21-year-old Jason Corey Vincent Alto was caught May 30th last year while he was traveling on the ferry vessel Kennecott from Washington State toward Whittier. The U.S. Coast Guard and State Trooper Drug Enforcement cooperated on the bust, which happened in Ketchikan. Jack Schmidt is the assistant U.S. attorney in the Juneau office who prosecuted the case in federal court.
Mr. Alto had been carrying in excess of 3 pounds of methamphetamine on the Alaska State Ferry, and just happenstance that when he disembarked in Ketchikan, he exhibited signs that he was potentially a drug trafficker. He was contacted, and they got a warrant and a dog hit on his luggage, which contained the 3 pounds of methamphetamine.
That much meth could have been cut into about 5,000 doses. Its street value depended on where it ended up in the state, which Schmidt says he doesn't know. He does say it's the largest ever meth seizure in Southeast Alaska.
Typically, we have people dealing in ounces, maybe in the half-pound range. It's highly unusual to see, you know, anything above a kilo, which is about 2.2 pounds, and here it was nearly 3 pounds.
Alto, then a 21-year-old with substance abuse problems, was classified as a drug mule, responsible for trafficking the narcotics, but likely not for dealing them. Schmidt had asked for nearly 3 times as much jail time as Judge Timothy Burgess handed down.
I thought that, you know, sending a message was an important aspect of the case, given the quantity of the amount of drugs, but, you know, the defendant had a fairly minimal criminal history, and he was young, and so I think those are the things that the judge had taken into consideration in fashioning the sentence the way he did.
According to reporting in the Juneau Empire, Alto told the judge he plans to return to Igigik to study to become a commercial pilot. He is in custody and will serve the remainder of his 20 months in jail before beginning 5 years of supervised release.